So yeah, you have to start cutting out witches out of your life. I mean, completely. As long as you're in this world, they're going to be around you. But you don't have to commune with them. And you might say, well, how do I know if they're a witch? They reveal it. They reveal what they are. They have to. Everybody has to reveal what they are. I knew one witch online. She was pretending to be saved. And she sent a picture of something. And it was sitting on her bed. And the bedspread had no cross pattern at all. They try to get rid of the cross pattern. Or they try to bend the cross, like the Nazis. They try to bend the cross. That's their whole game. Now, it's a network of them. It's a bunch of covens, you know. It's just like a church system. They have covens. And if you join, it's just like the Freemasons. They can't talk about their secrets, right? You join the Freemasons, and you ask them questions, they won't tell you nothing. They won't tell you nothing. Just like the Mormons or the cults and the isms. You join up with one of them, you can't talk about it. And the reason is, they're going to lose a position or power or income or whatever. And so they try to hide the cross. They try to bend the cross. They usually have a dream catcher in their house or on their YouTube channel or on their windshield, hanging on their mirror. And you might say, well, what's a dream catcher? Well, a dream catcher has a bunch of feathers in it. And the word feather goes back to prayer. And the reason you might say, well, how does feather go back to prayer? Because feather is what they used to write stuff with, right? They used to write stuff with a feather. They dip it in ink and write it. Scribble it, scribe, write, writ. As you unfold the words, you're going to see what's happening. So the dream catcher has feathers in it because they're trying to catch prayers, petitions, thoughts. So a petition is a prayer. And when you do a writ, petition writ with the courts, you write it down and it's a writ. It's a petition. And so what they do is they do the dream catcher and they want a demon to intercept somebody's thoughts or somebody's petition to God or petition to a leader or whatever. Or their desire or their hope or whatever. And so these demons will intercept. And you know this is happening because in the book of Daniel, when Daniel prayed, there was a war in the heavens. And so the angels couldn't get through for 2 weeks. It might have been 4 weeks. I can't remember, but I think it was 2 weeks. But the angels couldn't get through for 2 weeks. You can check me on the how much time. To give the message to Daniel. Now, you got the Holy Spirit. It's instantaneous with the Holy Spirit. So the demons were blocking Daniel's prayer from being answered. So the demon realm can hear your prayers. If it's a petition, or if it's something you write down, or if it's something you're looking at, if you're online, you're glancing at something, you're looking at something, they can infer your desire, your hope, whatever. They're working with Google and Facebook and Yahoo and all that stuff. So what's happening is the AI machine man, the demon can possess these people. The Bible says they can be taken captive at will, right? So what they're doing is they're doing an anti, every desire, dream, prayer, goal, whatever you're trying to do, there's a block. Because the demons want to block you. They know if you're born again, especially if you give out the good news one time. If you tell somebody how to be saved, the hive mind is a demon, Borg 666 cube. So the hive mind wants to block your prayers. The hive mind wants to block your blessing. The hive mind wants to block you from waking up to the truth. The hive mind wants to send you fake people, fake preachers, fake teachers, fake churches, to get you confused, because you're, and the secret to beating them is stay in the Word until you can rightly divide that Word. You need to master the Word of God. You need to study it day and night, up and down, left and right, up, you know, you need to memorize it. You need to be thinking about it in your dreams. You need to memorize verses like you ain't, it needs to become a part of you. You need to eat and drink the Word of God. You need to saturate your mind with the truth in order to see past this reality, because it's a flesh kingdom. The king of Tyre is the king of Tyre. In Ezekiel, the king of Tyre, king of Tyre, he's a flesh king. And so he's attacking your flesh, your fear, your doubt, your worry, if you believe it. But if you walk, how do you beat him? You walk by faith. How do you beat the devil? By faith. By faith. By faith. You're saved by faith. You walk by faith. It's all by faith. But it's not faith in yourself. It's faith in Jesus and the finished work of Jesus and God's Holy Spirit power that you trust. So the word fidelity means faith, and it means trust, and it means faithful. And so they're trying to befall you. I kicked a renter out, and so I got a text from an unknown call. Says, did you call? No, I didn't call you. And the name on the text, no, I got a call come in. The name on the call was Befall. B, last name, Fall. Think about it. Befall. I claimed the blood as soon as I saw it. So to befall you is their game. They want to befall you. They want to lie about you. They want to gaslight you. They want to change reality. They want to get people not to hear you, listen to you with lies and fake reality. They're doing everything they can to befall you. Now, you can learn. Okay, I wasn't trying to learn truth from these agents. I was trying to learn the system, the devil's system, and how it's working. And by the grace of God, he allowed me to do it. Now, I did get burned a few times and hurt and all that stuff. But by the grace of God, I came on the other side and I'm able to share some of this stuff. 20 years in the Bible. 5 years studying 666 while in the Bible. 5 years studying these agents while I was learning to decode. 7 years, really. And so I'm telling you, it's a hive mind. The 666 flesh mind of the old Adam is a witchcraft system based on Eve causing mankind to befall down into time. And time is the cycle. But what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. So now the cycle system that we've been falling down into is to birth us to our next state. Each moment is a birthing to the next state. From one state to the next state to the next state to the next state. It's a birthing system. Time is befallen. Look it up. Time, etymology, time means to befall. So Eve, the mother of all living, dropped us down into a cycle. A befalling cycle. And so Eve is under the curse still because she has pain in childbearing. She has many sorrows and her desires to rule her husband. In other words, she's a piece cut off. She's the flesh side of Adam, and the flesh always persecutes the spirit. This is why when you talk to a married man, and if you've ever been married, you understand why when you're trying to do God's will, there's resistance from the wife or the mother-in-law or the kids or whatever, because the wife's not on the same page. If she's spirit-filled, she'll be on the same page. But most wives are not on the same page. They have no ability, because the king of Tyre, the king of the flesh, controls them. That's why she's under this. That's why the Bible says for her to submit to her husband. Submit to the authority, because the flesh is under the blue letter law, which is the blue sky. It's right in front of you. The telephone poles right in front of me have a cross. The blue sky is blue letter law. Your flesh is going down to the grave. But the same spirit that quickened Jesus can quicken your mortal bodies and rise you up. spiritually. You emerge into the spirit realm. So my point is, what is my point? My point is, down here in the natural, it's the king of Tyre, the king of tares, the king of the flesh. And this is why these Tyre creatures, flesh creatures, have no power, because they don't have the Holy Spirit, and they're flat tires. They're rolling around in their little vessel. They're rolling around in their body vessel as a flat tire. They have no air in the tire. And so they're always going to lie. They're always going to fail. They're never going to follow through. They're never going to complete a project. They're never going to do anything that's beneficial for anybody. Because they're tears. They're flat tires. Tear, tire, tears. And they always crying. Tear, tear, same word. Just do the anagram. Their tears are real because they're tears, and they have a flat tire, and they always have a flat tire because they're tears. These people are sick. Now, God loved them, and He died for them, and so the human is not your enemy. The demon that controls them is your enemy. The demon that controls them is your enemy. The demon. The devil. He's your enemy. But you can't yoke up with these things. Now, these sold-out witches, they are sold out to the devil. They're not your friend. They actually sold their soul to the devil, and they think they're God. They say, I'm God. And they try to cast spells and all this stuff. You got one of them online. She always says, in la cash. The cachet, in the trunk, in the bank, in storage. So everything she says, she thinks everything she says is from truth. When actually everything she says is a lie. It's in the cachet, it's in the storage, it's in the bank. Believe what I'm saying? No, we don't believe what you're saying. You're a liar. You're a demon. You're a liar. Liars are children of the devil. Everybody lies, but we're talking about chronic liars. People who say, I'm God, those are chronic liars. They're children of the devil.